That is one of my favorite passages in the Bible. And two thoughts on that as we come again to adoration and confession tonight. The first is the fact that Jesus called us and calls us today that we are his friend. Kind of like the homily in the Mass. You can really see through the scriptures of God's plan over not just centuries, but thousands of years, thousands and thousands of years. And in the Old Testament, there's only two people that were ever called a friend of God, and that was Abraham and Moses. And here, Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "You are my friends." Now, Jesus was not calling them like a buddy or an acquaintance, but a friend, which is a deep, deep love. If you think about the Greek words of love, you have things like eros, which is erotic. You have agape, which is like true love in laying down your life, which Jesus says in this passage. And there's filial friendship, like Philadelphia, the friend. There are old school philosophers that thought that the gift of friendship is even deeper than marriage, because you are called to lay down your life with your friend. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should abide. To be Jesus' true friend is to command what he tells us to do, to repent, to go to confession, to come to Mass, and then to go forward and to bear fruit. Not just for your life, not even with your family members, not with your favorite things, but what he is asking us to do. Because that's what real friends do. That's who we are with tonight. We're with our best friend, our friend of Jesus Christ and his body and blood, soul and divinity, in Eucharistic adoration. Your friend that will hear to your confession through a human to offer his gift of free and freedom from sin. And I pray that each and every one of us can experience the love of our friend, that can offer our darkness to be quickly see our own light. As we prepare our last few days before Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, our best friend ever.